来到卡卡课堂 ，I'm Jessica。
7月1号，自从上海市的生活垃圾管理条例实施开始呢，几乎每个上海人呢，每天都会面临一个来自灵魂的拷问：你是什么垃圾？说到垃圾分类呢，它的英文表达是 waste sorting， 或者叫做 garbage classification。但是呢，很明显，第一种 waste sorting 呢是更加常用的。目前上海市呢实行了4种垃圾分类方式，分别是 hazardous waste。有害垃圾 recyclable waste 可回收垃圾 household food waste 湿垃圾 and residual waste 指的是干垃圾。不少人呢会纠结于干垃圾和湿垃圾，还把小龙虾不同的部位呢按照干湿来区分。其实呢，像小龙虾呢，不管它的任何部位呢，都是 household food waste， 都是湿垃圾。今天分享一个超级实用的可以让你减少垃圾的办法，一方面呢可以做到 eco-friendly， 另一方面呢也可以减少用垃圾的次数。 Ways to reduce your waste， 减少垃圾的办法。这个小文章里呢总共有5个小贴士，但如果你觉得生词比较多，比较难理解，而且呢语速比较快，可以微信搜索哈哈课堂，加入我们的早餐英语会员课程，里面有我慢慢的带读，还有完整的讲解哦。 Ways to reduce your waste。 1.Shop with reusable containers. Prevent waste from entering your home and then you won't have to deal with it. 2. Set up a good backyard compost system. Composting is the best way to deal with organic household waste since the waste doesn't need to get shipped anywhere and gets converted to rich soil. 3. Maintain and repair instead of replacing. Don't throw out your vacuum cleaner if it isn't picking up.Take it to the shop and ask if you can't repair it yourself. 4. Ditch the disposables. There's no need to keep things like paper napkins, plastic wrap, and disposable plates or cups in the kitchen. Though it may seem strange at first, you will always find reusable alternatives when the need arises. 5. Buy rechargeable batteries. Rechargeable batteries will save you money in the long run.But disposable batteries are very harmful for the environment, as chemicals inside the batteries can leak.
对于如何有效减少垃圾，还有利用垃圾，你有什么好的办法吗？也欢迎留言告诉我哦。